He smiles crookedly at her and raises his hand up to place on her shoulder. A bud, tight and closed inside of her, unfurls even as he nudges her away. Maybe it's because his smile is so bittersweet. Maybe it's the act or the thought of letting him go. Maybe it's just the warmth of him under her fingers, so definitely human, so definitely living. A touchstone to everything that centers her in this bleak consciousness she's carried through. Whatever reason it is, the budding flower that resides inside of her blooms into something much more large than herself, alive and vibrant and sweet. She wants to feed it, wants that thing to grow, so she allows herself to believe in her dream for just a moment. It spurns his reality, but still makes a home for itself out of her slightly unsuppressed desire. Her hands tighten into fists at her sides as she steps closer to him, her feet bare, toe to toe with his leather boots. Again, that crooked smile, fractured, asymmetrical, deliciously flawed. He raises a brow at her advance forward, but the easy smile that rests upon his lips proves that she doesn't intimidate him. The lingering distance in his eyes proves, however, that she is not his solution, not the true thing he's looking for. She could fool herself into reading that look in his eyes as something more, if there was any energy left in her to overthink. Instead, she takes a step back, gives a dry, withering laugh, averts her eyes to glance at the edge of a room she feels uncomfortable enough in already. Cold metal presses against her feet as she moves. It is flawless, completely symmetrical, but so lifeless. She dreams of brushing her feet against the dry dirt again, dreams of feeling the soil in between her toes as she turns to vines, being swallowed up into the earth and planted like she should remain, carried only by wind that moves pollen and leaves. In real time, her heart races. She can feel liquid life flowing through her very veins, can feel the way that its heat gathers in her cheeks, in her ears, everywhere it shouldn't. Her humanity exposes itself in ways that she cannot control, reminding her that she's not quite plant, not quite human, not quite living, not quite dead. She wanders rootless in a forever gray area. On nights like these, where the bitterness of life and of deep space mirror the excruciating void of winter, Turalis wanders out her window to the stars and hopes selfishly that they wander back at her.